Thank you for calling Craft CBD Membership. This is Kiera. May I have your last name and zip code?
Miller, 10594.
1 second. And that was Miller. May I have the email?
marm1ller@optonline.net.
1 second. All right, and may I have the address on the account?
I honestly don't know what address is on the account. When I initially had it, I wasn't sure. I really wasn't all that comfortable with the whole system, so I know I didn't have a correct address. I have had one thing billed to me with a billing address of P.O. Box 206, Thornwood, New York, at that zip code, but I honestly don't know what is in the record. I haven't been able to get into it. That's my problem. I've been trying to get into it since a September 6th note I got from you saying I had, you know, because you guys were getting up and running again, you were restoring everybody who had an account and we could get all our classes. And I have been trying since September to get in. This is the first time I have actually reached a human. I have been bounced to holding for an hour and then giving up and then being promised three or four times somebody would call me back and then being told it was fixed and I could go sign in and I couldn't. And, you know, it's just been going on and on.
All right. Now, looking at the account, I am seeing that the free 45-day Craftsy membership has been expired.
I know, but, I mean, I've been trying to get into it, and I couldn't get in. I could never get a person. I would get a promise that somebody would call me. I would hold for an hour, and, I mean, I run out of time to be able to sit there. Then I started getting a few weeks later, I started getting something that the password had been reset, and I couldn't get in, and I started all over trying to call. I mean, the whole thing has been ridiculous. And then I started in on it again, you know, this weekend, trying to get in because, it kept saying it's working, but I cannot log in. Then, I mean, you can see multiple times where I try to reset the password. It tells me it's sending me an email. It never sends me an email.
1 second.
You know, so now there are two offers that are sitting there. I've not had the chance to look at the 45-day streaming and decide whether I want to deal with it. I can't even tell whether any of my courses are really there, the ones that I already had. And now there's another offer that you send this email out that says it's going to end. It doesn't tell you when it ends, and I still can't get in. You know, if this is a way to try and get people to come back and feel good about it, this sure isn't helping.
1 second. All right, so we do have the offers for the $249 for a year, but as far as you being able to log in to see what's available before purchasing, you would not have that option due to the 45-day membership being expired.
So you're saying that unless I want to take this thing for a year, all the advertisements you people have been sending us was saying that you are going to honor, not make us pay for anything again to get for the things that we got that we were told we had forever. We had paid for them. They were always going to be available to us, and there was no monthly charge. There were no charges to continue to have access to the stuff we already bought and paid for. And you're saying that now you didn't really mean that. What you really meant is only if we buy subscriptions from you will we be able to have what we bought and paid for under the terms that it was going to be available to us the whole time, that it was never going to be taken away from us. So now it's going to be taken away from us unless we sign up for a 1 year, sign a subscription.
Now, ma'am, the classes you purchase, you will still have access to those, but as far as the classes included with the membership, you will have to purchase the membership to see those classes.
Let me try it again. The things that I already got, I still have access to if I can ever be allowed to sign on, or only if I also buy subscriptions and only for as long as I have a subscription.
Now, you can log in at any time to see the classes that you've already purchased.
I can't log in. I have been trying to log in since September 6th when I got the first email. I can't log in. I have not been able to log in at all. I go in with my user ID. It says it's a bad password. I say send me a reset password. I don't get it. I call your phone. I can't get through. I get told I have to go to the computer. I wait for an hour to talk to somebody. I have to go in, and I reach the end of the day sometimes, and it doesn't, you know, I can call. I called several times, like around 3:30, and held till 5 when it closed, or what, 4:30, whenever it is you close. I held multiple times. You are the first person I've actually been able to get on the phone. I can't log in to even look at my own free stuff that I already paid for. And I haven't been able to reach anybody. I had messages for somebody to call me back. Nobody ever calls me back. Then I would get more emails telling me the thing had been reset and I could log in, click here, and it doesn't work. And I would spend it all over again. I've spent hours trying to call. So right now, I can't log in at all, period, and have not been able to log in since September 6th when you sent me an email telling me I could log in.
All right, so I did go ahead and reset your password. Your password would be ABC123, all lowercase.
ABC, all lowercase, ABC123.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
That... All right, I want to stay on the, because I have had multiple emails telling me my password was reset and I could get in and they don't work. So before we go anywhere else, let me see if this really works, because it hasn't worked yet and I can't keep calling back and spending time hanging on a phone and getting nowhere. This is just so far a pretty horrible experience. And it's like you're blaming me because I couldn't take any of the offers you wanted to give me when I could never get them. ABC123. All right. So now it is opened. Now, let me just see if I have the classes that I'm expecting. All right. So I see my classes. Now, if I do nothing, will I always be able to see these, or is it going to be turned off and I can't see what I can see right now unless I buy a subscription?
No, those are your classes, so they will always be available.
Okay. So now, you offered me a 45-day streaming in theory, but you never made it available to me because no one would ever do what you just did and let me log in. And the answer is, too bad, I can't have it, right?
Now, unfortunately, the 45-day membership has expired. There isn't any way that I would be able to reopen that.
All right. I mean that's just a really lousy setup from a customer's perspective, given the hours I have spent to get to the point where I could actually log in. And now, what is this $2.49 thing?
It would be where you would have a one-year membership for $2.49.
And what do you get for that?
You would get access to all classes that don't have to be purchased.
Okay.
So any classes that don't have to be purchased, you will have access to them.
And do I have an ability to look and see what kind of classes there are and how many of them? I mean, this is interesting if it's a lot of them in areas I'm interested in. If it turns out it's stuff I have no interest in, then there's no point in that either if it's a limited list.
Now, we don't have any way to allow you to see everything without having the membership.
You can't even see a list of it so you can see, like the names of the classes and who's teach. I mean, most outfits, what they want you to buy something, they give you an idea of what it is. You know, because you're not saying it's all classes. It's going to be some classes. But I'm not allowed to see what classes I could have if I take it.
Now, if you go on our website and just browse the classes, it's going to show you every class that we have, but it won't show you which ones are included with the membership and which ones are not.
And is there some reason they do it this way? I mean,
I'm not sure.
This makes sense?
I'm not sure.
Is there a warranty? If I buy it and 24 hours later I don't want it, I'm going to just cancel it.
Yes, you can cancel it any time.
Well, all right. Well, I just, this is a really lousy way to introduce this. It, you know, there was no way to resolve and get resolution to get access at any time during the time this other offer. You wait till that's expired and I finally can get somebody to let me log in. Can't have that and can't even know what the 1 year subscription really buys. And then what's the regular price?
The regular price is $79.99.
All right. And when does this $249 expire? Because it keeps saying, oh, it's not going to last. Oh, it's not going to last. But again, no information. What's the expiration date of this offer?
1 second. One second. There isn't a set date for it to expire.
This just gives such a bad feeling about how this company is going to operate with us.
Now, I do apologize, but I am only able to give you the information that I have, and I don't see any expiration for that promo.
Well, I'd like you to give some feedback. Giving an offer to a customer that has previously done business with this outfit and you're trying to get us back, giving us an offer that we are completely unable to use because we can't access the account and can't get customer service to resolve it. And then tell me there's this limited time offer to sign up for something, but you won't disclose what that time is, nor can you tell me clearly what I get for it. That is a really poor way to deal with something. I want to know what classes are included. I want to be able to browse the list and know what it is I'd actually have access to if I take that subscription. And I don't think that's unreasonable. And if that is the way this company is going to deal with us, it tells me a lot, and it's not a good thing. I don't want a company that's playing games and being sneaky and being unfair and really not treating customers well. And I would like that feedback to go in. For me to be unable to access an offer, and now you have an offer and I'm unable to even know what would be included. And you're making an offer that's going to be time limited. I don't know anybody who does business putting things on sale and not stating the terms of the sale. It just reeks of being unfair to customers.
Well, I can go ahead and get that suggestion sent over, and I do apologize, that would be the only information that I would be able to give you.
I understand that. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. Enjoy your day.
Bye.